US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Well, we have to say, Harley and I, wrong. But nonetheless, there's a lot of pluses as a result of this Trump victory. Harley.
Yeah, we had a lot of company being wrong, I can tell you. If misery loves company. But this is interesting in a lot of ways, because the election of Trump means a lot of things. Pundits are kind of reeling, trying to explain it. I mean, he is the most improbable of representatives of the everyman, obviously. He's a billionaire, no political experience, builds and owns luxury resorts. I mean, his name is typically 6 feet tall and made of gold. And yet, somehow or another, he managed to connect with working Americans. Mm. His election's a reminder of American independence. One woman said, "I'm just tired of the government telling me what to do."
That's it. That's the guts of it.
That is the actual.
They actually didn't vote really for Trump. They voted for the protest against the elite.
Well, yeah, that, and it's a repudiation of globalism and the
definitely
idea that
all that
national economies need to be coordinated.
Yeah, free trade agreements which wipe the car out. I mean, the Rust Belt up around Michigan, the seat of Michigan, should never have been lost by the Democrats. But, the motor vehicle industry on its knees, and he says, well, you know, we've just wiped out jobs.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's also it's a reminder of the Constitution. You know, the Constitution was written to keep government small and under control. It's a reminder that the news media has lost its way.
Yeah, definitely.
I think
we most probably failed in many ways to identify the early signals. No Republican in the history of American politics has ever mobilized to win the primary 12 million votes. I mean,
it was huge. We saw it and discounted it.
Yeah, well, I think that's right.
Because we thought it's only going to be those Republicans.
Yeah.
And we were wrong, because he was hitting, you know, and people are saying, well, this is the white people standing up. And that's partly true. But 29% of Hispanics voted for him.
Yep.
Which is much more than people had predicted.
Oh, yes. And I mean, when you look at the people with high school qualifications or less, they voted. With some college education, they voted. White college graduates voted for him. I mean, it was extraordinary. Then you look at the evangelicals in religions, the bulk of the Protestants, the bulk of the Catholics, the bulk of the Mormons, the bulk of the other Christians.
Yeah, they were there for him.
They didn't care about the language and whatever. They were concerned about the fact that he was going to stand some of this other stuff on its head.
That's exactly right. And I got to tip my hat today to both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Oh, didn't they? Man, brilliantly.
They did a nice job. I mean, Hillary came out. Her concession speech was nice. I mean, first of all, I felt she didn't show much class last night when she left a room full of her people standing around, you know, until they dribbled out into the street and heartbroken and, you know, without having heard from her. Mm. That's very unusual. Usually the losing candidate goes and at least thanks her supporters. She didn't do that until today, nearly lunchtime. But nonetheless, she said all the right things. She encouraged people to give him a chance to lead.
Mm.
And Barack Obama said, I'm going to do the same thing George W. Bush did. And that is try to make sure that this transition is as smooth, as seamless, and as professional as possible.
Yeah, no, they did very well.
Better.
They did very well. So did you, Harley. We've enjoyed your commentary on all of this, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Harley Carnes in the United States of America, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.